You're listening to Milcaster Tales, brought to you by knowhownonprofit.org.
Broken Biscuits, Part 1. Could a throwaway remark about the weight of a key sponsor's wife throw the funding for Milcaster Aid to Africa into crisis? It's been a busy week, and Mercedes, chief executive of Milcaster Aid to Africa, surveys her office with satisfaction, having cleared her desk. About to leave, her mobile rings. Someone clears their throat and mumbles down the phone. Think there may be a problem with the Redibix contract. Not liking what she thinks she's heard, Mercedes replies. Sorry, can hardly hear you. Is that Jocelyn? Could you repeat that and speak up? Hi, Mercy. Yes, it's Jocelyn. I think there may be a bit of a problem with the Redibix. That reception they held for us just before Christmas, you know, when you were off with the flu? Well, I think I may have upset Camilla, the company chairman's wife, a bit, and... She pauses and hesitates before whispering. He says he's calling off the deal. Mercedes is too stunned to speak. How do you know he's calling off the deal? She asks finally. There's a curt email to you from Clive's PA, copied to me, says Jocelyn. Finding it hard to breathe, Mercedes asks Jocelyn to come into the office as soon as possible, despite her still being on leave. The sponsorship deal with Redibix is key to MAA's future survival and their cherished plans to build a farm in Rwanda. Jocelyn, director of fundraising, had negotiated a brilliant contract with Redibix last year. 1 pence to aid to Africa for every pack of Brekibix sold. And Brekibix is currently a bestseller. Mercedes always feels aglow when she sees someone buying a pack in the supermarket. Topping it all, Clive, the Redibix chair, was so taken with the charity he was personally sponsoring the farm building project in Maseru, now on track to open this year. Mercedes turns on her computer and reads Clive's email with a sinking heart. And to think she was feeling so optimistic. This is like a bad dream, thinks Mercedes, rubbing her eyes. And then, suddenly, she remembers the board expressing concern at the last meeting about being so dependent on just one income stream. And I was so cocky, she recalls. Wear the flavour of the month with Clive, I said to them. It'll be fine. Oh dear, we'll never get anything like that amount from anyone else, even if we could secure other funding. And I thought we were recession-proof. Jocelyn comes in, looking like she hasn't slept. She hands Mercedes a letter. Your resignation? Inquires Mercedes, dryly scanning the contents. So having brought the charity to its knees, now you want to walk away scot-free. It'll go into your reference, you know. You escaped disciplinary action before, but this'll all be on your record. Jocelyn sits in silence and then says quietly, I just can't stay, Mercy. I know you gave me a second chance last year, but I've blown it. So, Jocelyn, just what did you say to upset Camilla? Jocelyn goes scarlet and looks down. She mutters. It was something about her weight and how many biscuits she must have eaten to get to that size. Just a stupid joke to someone on the tombola. Didn't mean any harm, but Camilla must have heard. Didn't realise until I saw the email today. Really, really sorry. I'm gutted. Well, you've certainly done us harm, Mercedes says coldly. Jocelyn just looks down and sniffs loudly, rummaging around in her bag for a tissue. Tell me more about that night, please. I want to know everything, demands Mercedes. She starts to make notes as they begin piecing together what happened and what it all means. With her heart beating fast, Mercedes calculates that losing the Redibix contract means 65% of their income will be gone at a stroke. Mercedes asks Jocelyn to draft an apology to the Redibix chair and his wife Camilla right away before she leaves. Jocelyn says she will. And take care of yourself,